I don't recommend any of them. I'm not one to ever encourage people to buy them. Some people buy extended warranties, some don't. I know you like extended warranties on all your electronics. We've talked about that before.
On my portable electronics, like my iPad and my iPhone and stuff like that. The computers in the office, not so much.
But then you get them for the cars. You get them for all kinds of stuff. So in the most case, I will tell you this, with a home, for most people, it's not worth the money. Mm-hmm. You need to just maintain your home with your money, and you'll come out ahead in the long run if your home's a decent house.
It's especially true of the ones you buy when you buy a house, too, those ones in particular.
Well, that's more of a sales tool for realtors to make the buyer feel comfortable. And I know you're selling your house, and you might want to offer a really big one.
From your lips to God's ears, but yeah.
But it is an incentive for people to buy, and they feel comfortable, even though it doesn't do a lot of good for them.
Sure. Well, that's exactly right. And we got one on the house that we bought, and first time we called.
What happened?
What do you think?
Oh, look at the face.
What do you think?
Oh, now we need TV
this,
here.
This is what we should be doing a video on. What do you think happened? You know, they send out this galoot to come look at the plumbing problem.
Yeah.
And you know, I wanted to call TDT. I wanted to call Abacus. No, we had to go with the
with
the schmuck they wanted to send out.
And
they send this guy out, and he cuts all these holes in the ceiling and never fixes the leak.
Really?
Yeah. We wound up having one of our guys come and fix it.
So you had to pay him.
And we had to pay him anyway.
Yeah,
and so
pay.
It's like, you know, you get what you pay for. And my advice on anybody on these home warranties, if I may offer, as having
been
through
this. You'd be the kind of person that's not skilled that might think to have them, but when you have them, you find out it wasn't worth it.
Our first house, the one we had back on Rincon back when,
yes,
the air conditioner was so old that the warranty company wouldn't let them replace it, but would pay for them to make parts for it. Okay. So that's, Eric, where you're going with these warranty guys.
Back to that bureaucracy stuff.
It's a bad program.
Too many generals, not enough soldiers.
That's right. And not enough, testicular fortitude. So if you know what I mean.